Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. Police arrested a Brooklyn man accused of shoving someone onto the tracks at the Parsons Boulevard station in Jamaica Hills. Terrell Garrett is charged with attempted murder for the incident that happened last month. Cops say it took place on the southbound F train platform with a 63-year-old man suddenly approached by Garrett, triggering an argument. They say that turned violent fast, with Garrett allegedly pushing the man headfirst onto the tracks. The victim was hospitalized but is expected to be okay. The suspect took off and now also faces charges of assault and reckless endangerment now that police have him in custody. A 17-year-old, police say, opened fire in Times Square Thursday, is now charged with attempted murder and a slew of other offenses. Authorities are reportedly also looking into the possibility that this was gang-related. Police arrested the boy shortly after 3:30 in the afternoon at West 44th Street and Broadway. Video shows at least two people in black opening fire with handguns, sending tourists flying. No one was hit by gunfire, but a bullet did hit a car. The boy, whose name hasn't been released because of his age, was caught after a quick foot chase, and police say he had a Glock on him. Media reports say that police are looking into the possibility of a gang feud. No confirmation from cops on that or about the search for other suspects. The Mermaid Parade is happening now in Coney Island, and it's a summer tradition for lots of people.
The costumes change every year, but the same families keep coming back. Kristen Henry is on year four.
It kicks off the summer. It wouldn't be a summer without going to the Coney Island Mermaid Parade for us.
For 15 years, Melissa Holatic and her family have made the trip here from Cleveland.
I mean, there's just something about this year. The excitement and the amount of people and the level of creativity.
Her daughter, 8-year-old Reggie, is already hooked.
I just think it's really fun. And I like seeing everybody's costumes and seeing what they did.
Once this parade ends, many here will start planning for next year. Darius Ranti is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
Nassau County's buffer zone bill is being put on hold by a federal judge. The law bans protests within 100 feet of houses of worship. The New York Civil Liberties Union sued, saying it violates the First Amendment. The judge agreed, calling the buffer plan unprecedented. A recent statewide measure did establish a 50-foot security perimeter outside houses of worship. Pride is being celebrated in the Bronx today. The borough's annual Pride Festival is taking place until 6 tonight on Westchester Avenue. Sage Rivera with Destination Tomorrow runs the event. He tells Winds this year's theme has a World Cup tie-in.
Our theme is from the Bronx to the world because we want the whole world to know that the Bronx is a place you can come, feel safe, have fun, and be proud of who you are. Be your authentic self and be within and create community.
The event is being hosted by June Jambalaya of RuPaul's Drag Race. A fire nearly destroyed an historic church in Brooklyn. The steeple is gone. The roof collapsed at the 173-year-old South Brunswick Reformed Church on Bushwick Avenue. The three-alarm blaze broke out around 1:30 in the afternoon yesterday. One firefighter suffered minor injuries. Residents are devastated.
There's a lot of youth programs that are run out of here, food distribution.
I'm going to miss looking at it. It was a beautiful church. It was historic. It's a landmark.
No word yet on the cause or the church's future.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.